And as 2018 draws to a close, we may be skipping right over 2019 and launching the 2020 presidential campaign. Today, Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts announced an exploratory committee for president, leading what's expected to be a crowded field of Democrats hoping to deny President Trump a second term. She changed her Twitter handle Saturday night from Elizabeth for MA, Massachusetts, to E. Warren. And then today, in a video, announced her decision. She brought her message of support for working families in the middle class.
These aren't cracks that families are falling into. They're traps. America's middle class is under attack. How do we get here? Billionaires and big corporations decided they wanted more of the pie. And they enlisted politicians to cut them a fatter slice.
Anthony Brooks, senior political reporter for WBUR, has been following all of this. Hi, Anthony.
Hey there, Robin.
So we're ending the year with a bang. Representative John Delaney of Maryland, former San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro, they've both already cast their line in 2020's race. But Warren's probably the best known and most highly anticipated. You followed her political career in Massachusetts. What stood out to you today about her announcement?
Well, I guess I would say primarily that it was no surprise. We expected this. I mean, Warren has already done a lot to prepare for a presidential run. She's raised lots of money. She's campaigned across the country for fellow Democrats. She's raised her national profile. And so what you had today was really the expected next step, setting up an exploratory committee. Sort of allows her to ramp up her efforts to raise money, to attract staff, and really give her a head start in what's expected to be a crowded field of Democrats running for president in 2020. You mentioned two or three names there. Mm-hmm. You know, you can also add to that three other senators, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Kristen Gillibrand, as well as possibly Bernie Sanders, former Vice President Joe Biden. The list goes on and on. So it's a crowded field. Mm-hmm. So it's important for folks to get in early if they're serious about making a credible run.
Well, let's throw a couple more in. Sherrod Brown, Amy Klobuchar. I mean, these are all anticipated. We only have now the three who've announced. But the recent poll of likely caucus goers in Iowa left Warren behind Sanders and Biden, and I think Beto O'Rourke as well. So what's she going to do here to stand out?
Well, I think what she's going to do, and you heard it today in this video, and you could read it in the letter to her supporters, you know, she's really going to focus on this hollowing out of the middle class. You know, here's a little bit of what she wrote. America's hardworking families are under attack from every direction: healthcare, Social Security, student loans, childcare, flat wages. And she attributes this to a kind of cabal of billionaire insiders in Washington. And Robin, as you know, this isn't new to her. I mean, she's made the focus on the plight of the middle class really her focus for a long time. She focused on corporate corruption as a professor. Now that she's a senator and a possible presidential candidate, she's going after political corruption, and it's a powerful message. We've looked at polls, including one by WBUR, that shows that this is an issue that resonates powerfully with lots of voters across the country, more than jobs, more than the economy even. So she's hoping to separate herself from the field by really focusing on corruption in Washington and what it's doing to hardworking middle-class Americans.
You know, Anthony, it's funny. You say she's been doing this for a long time. And some of us remember Warren, the professor and bankruptcy expert that we'd book on the program to talk about, you know, the housing crisis. She went on to help create the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, really evolved as a person. I mean, this firebrand that we are hearing now, you didn't hear 10 years ago. And President Trump has managed to turn that back on her. He's mocked her for her Indian Native American heritage. She released the results of a DNA test that said she probably does have a distant Native American ancestor. But some felt that, you know, that was falling into the trap of President Trump. Many people see her in the caricature that he's painted. They don't know that other Warren. How does she get around that?
I think it's a tough challenge. I mean, there's two ways to look at that. I mean, on the one hand, you know, you could say if you're a Democrat, you're going to be measured by the strength of your opposition to Donald Trump. And Elizabeth Warren has shown that she's not afraid to go after Trump. I mean, she's his number one antagonist. On the other hand, as you correctly pointed out, you know, Trump mocks her, calls her Pocahontas. Mm-hmm. She responded by doing this DNA test, providing evidence that, in fact, her family does have Native American blood. And that sort of backfired. And critics said, look, you played right into the president's hands on this. And other folks, you know, take issue with the whole science of sort of genetic testing and, to identify race. So it was very tricky for her, I think. And I think it's a tricky balance. And I think the other thing, Robin, is being a liberal. Yeah, the liberal Harvard senator from Massachusetts might be, I mean, Harvard educated senator from Massachusetts might be a hard case to make across the country.
Anthony Brooks, senior political reporter for WBUR. Thank you.
My pleasure, Robin.